Investec Asset Management has completed its first private equity investment in Egypt. It's acquiring control of a company called Spinneys Egypt, which is a rapidly growing supermarket chain in that country. To tell us why Egypt and what it has to offer, I'm joined on the line by Peter Bird. He's managing principal of Africa Private Equity of the Investec Asset Management Group. That's a mouthful, but welcome, Peter. How are you?
Good evening, Mampu. Thanks very much for having me on.
Okay, super. So this is your first private equity foray into Egypt. What's that economy looking like at the moment? What are the demographics like? And what sort of potential do you see in that economy more broadly?
Sure. Well, first, I should make clear, this is the private equity fund, which is managed by Investec Asset Management.
So thank you.
It's a closed-end, normal private equity fund. So why Egypt? I mean, the Egyptian economy is growing fast, 5-6% real GDP growth. Seeing inflation coming off rapidly. They had a big restructuring and a devaluation of the pound a couple of years ago, and it had the desired effect, I think, that the economy has recovered nicely. And you know, it's a very solid middle-income country, 100 million population, and most important, a very strong emerging middle class that we hope will want to buy in great grocery stores.
That's super. So you've invested in Spinneys Egypt. That's a retail play. Just tell us about the dynamics of that company, how much it's grown, and the scope that you foresee there is for further growth.
Sure. So Spinneys has 13 stores now in Egypt. And you know, the plan is actually for relatively modest growth, 2 or 3 stores a year. But, I mean, they are very high-quality stores, large, located in neighborhood malls, regional malls, primarily in Cairo now, but also, you know, down into Alexandria and then up into the south of Egypt. And, I mean, it really is just to capitalize on available commercial real estate and then just a growing, you know, automobile-driving middle class, people who do weekly shopping, people who, you know, looking for value and money in their grocery experience.
And, of course, you say you've got a booming middle class there, but are they big spenders like us South Africans?
A bit of a loaded question. I think, you know, Egyptian middle class is quite similar to what you find in most middle-income countries, where you have, you know, formal economy, one or two income earners in the household, and they really value convenience, high-quality produce, butchery, bakery, prepared foods. Somewhat similar to what you'd find in a Pick and Pay or a Woolworths in South Africa. But at this stage, the Egyptian economy is much more in the informal grocery retail market. And one of the reasons we like Spinneys is that as consumers move into the formal retail experience, we hope we'll be there with the best offering.
So being a private equity player, apart from putting cash into the business, what other contributions would you make to ensure that the investment fulfills its potential?
Well, this is, first, very strong management team, very well established. The team itself has been together for many years and built the largest or second largest grocery chain in Egypt already. They came across the Spinneys about 5 or 6 years ago, and, you know, we'll support them with cash. We'll support them with, you know, strong, strengthened kind of governance, strategic advice, mergers and acquisitions if appropriate, and then just, you know, generally what private equity investors try to do, which is add value without running the company. Super management team. I think what we'll do is support them, but really let them drive the value creation.
So, Peter, where else on the African continent are you guys seeing potential value, or in fact, where else are you guys invested as a private equity entity?
So this is the 8th investment in our second fund. We've made 3 of those 8 in South Africa. We're actually very bullish on the South African private equity environment. We have, you know, a fintech company here, a debt counseling company, and a private tertiary education business. We're invested in Botswana in consumer goods and retail. We are small investors in IHS, which is the largest towers company in Africa, which is primarily Nigerian. We've made investments also in Morocco and in Kenya. So kind of I think many of the leading, largest and healthiest economies on the continent.
Yeah. And typically, how long does a private equity player remain in an asset, or what outcomes need to occur before you'd be prepared to withdraw?
But it's a bit company specific. You know, we try to be in for 5 years. Generally, I think the African private equity experience has been a little bit longer, maybe 6 or 7 years. you know, we view this potentially as a shorter play. But, I mean, we've just closed the investment, so it's a bit premature to talk about exit. It's like talking about a divorce during the wedding.
No. No, I was asking you typically. I wasn't talking about this current investment, but yeah.
So what we'd like to see is, you know, real growth in earnings. We'd like to see, you know, a deepening and strengthening of management teams, you know, improved competitive positioning. And ideally, when it works well, you have some macroeconomic tailwind, you know, as we're seeing in Egypt now, long may it last. And then, you know, we hope that will attract strategic buyers at some point down the road. This is also a company that could list, you know, Egypt has a robust capital markets. So it's something that we could IPO, you know, at some point in the future as well.
Okay, super. Peter, thank you very much for giving us an update on your recent investment and on private equity in general. That was Peter Bird. He's managing principal of the Investec Asset Management Private Equity Fund.